Alliance police are investigating bomb threats that forced the evacuation of two schools this morning. Around 9:50, a robocall claimed 20 pipe bombs were outside Alliance High School and Elementary School. Students and staff were evacuated while officers searched the buildings and grounds. No explosives were found. The Stark County Coroner's Office has identified the pedestrian killed in a Monday night Canton traffic crash. He's 65-year-old Ricky Carraway of Canton, who was described as homeless. Police say he was hit by a northbound SUV around 11:14 p.m. while crossing Market Avenue North in the 2900 block. Carraway was taken to Mercy Hospital, where he later died from his injuries. The driver was not hurt, and police say drugs or alcohol are not suspected for them. The Canton Metro crash team continues to investigate. Canton police are investigating a crash that sent a car into a home. Shortly after 1 a.m. today, the vehicle was northbound on Park Avenue Southwest when it left the road and struck a house in the first block. The driver, 49-year-old Sarah Rampy of Canton, was charged with OVI. Two passengers were taken to Altman Hospital with minor injuries. It's not clear if speed was a factor. SARDA is responding after Stark County voters rejected its sales tax increase Tuesday. Interim CEO Ralph Lee says in a statement that the agency respects the decision, but acknowledged past service cuts may have affected public trust and support. He adds the levy was intended to stabilize and improve public transit across the county. Despite the loss, SARDA says it remains committed to providing safe, reliable service and to rebuilding community confidence going forward. NBC's Dateline will revisit the murder of Morgan Fox. The two-hour episode Breaking Point includes the first on-camera interview with convicted killer Jason McDermott, who is serving life in prison without parole. Investigators say the 29-year-old Fox was shot and killed by a co-worker outside her Plain Township home in October 2020. The program also features interviews with Fox's family and former co-workers. Dateline airs at 9 p.m. The Alliance Board of Education has approved a new contract for classified employees. The three-year agreement with OPC Local 265 was approved during a Tuesday work session and takes effect July 1st. Superintendent Rob Grass says the deal covers about 150 workers, including bus drivers, custodians, secretaries, and teacher aides. Employees will receive a 4% raise in the first year and 5% in the second, with the final year tied to the teacher's contract. Health insurance premiums will not change, and life insurance benefits will increase to $70,000. Washington Township trustees have accepted the resignation of their fiscal officer. Jimmy Jones is stepping down July 31st. The action came during Monday's regular trustee meeting. Jones has held the position for 26 years. Trustees also reviewed monthly reports, including 45 fire calls in April and ongoing summer preparations at local parks, with pavilions now open for rentals. Trustees approved road project work and more than $25,000 in payments. AEP Ohio is awarding more than $461,000 in economic development grants to 18 organizations across the state. The city of Canton will use its share to develop a downtown strategic plan. Tuscarawas County will fund a community development initiative, while Wayne County will create a new business engagement website. AEP says the LEAP program helps communities attract new business and support local growth. Streetsboro is the latest Portage County community to put a temporary pause on data center development. City Council approved a one-year moratorium April 27th. It blocks permits for data centers, crypto mining facilities, and similar projects. Officials say the move gives the city time to update its zoning rules and study the impact of large-scale development before any new projects move forward. Streetsboro joins Ravenna, Kent, and Shalersville Township, which also recently took action to restrict or pause data center development. A woman convicted in a Columbiana County sex-for-hire sting is filing an appeal in the 7th District Court. 42-year-old Shanika Simmons is challenging a judge's March decision, denying her request for post-conviction relief after losing earlier appeals. Simmons was convicted in 2024 of promoting prostitution and for arranging sexual services during an undercover sting in East Palestine in 2022. She is serving a one-year prison sentence. A stolen vehicle chase through Boardman and Youngstown ended with two suspects escaping on foot. Police say a Kia stolen from a Struthers driveway was spotted earlier this week near Midlothian Boulevard. Officers say the driver led them on a short pursuit before crashing into a tree on East Lucius Avenue. The driver and passenger ran from the scene and were not found. A Warren man has been sentenced to prison after a high-speed crash in Trumbull County that seriously injured a young woman. 24-year-old Dennis Curry was sentenced to 2 years after pleading guilty to aggravated vehicular assault and OVI. Prosecutors say the December 2024 wreck on State Route 11 in Liberty Township was caused when his car struck another vehicle, pushing both into the median. Investigators say his blood alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit. The 2026 Light Ohio Blue campaign began Wednesday night with the annual Memorial Cruise Caravan honoring fallen law enforcement officers. Nearly 100 cruisers from agencies across Ohio took part in the procession through several central Ohio communities before ending in Columbus. A ceremony before the caravan included a roll call of officers killed in the line of duty, including Highway Patrol Trooper Nicholas Caton, who died in a crash near Canfield last October. The campaign runs through May 16th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.